Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, Lauren L. of Baha'i Desert here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is currently May 17th, 2015, 8:30 p.m. I'm going to kick off the show with a piece of history about the Morongo Basin. This is coming from a booklet published by the Morongo Basin Historical Society, as well as the Three Palms Historical Society. And this particular article is coming from the year 1926. I always like to share a piece of history about this area. It's always good to know how this area came to be as it is today. So this article is titled Johnny Lang Burial, and this is what it reads. On a cold day in January, the old prospector in need of supplies tacked a note on the door of his cabin, then headed out, expecting to return soon. 2 months later, his mummified remains were discovered in the desert brush by Bill Keyes, Frank Kyler, and Jeff Eden as they were constructing the Keyes View Road in what is now Joshua Tree National Park. The body of Johnny Lang was still covered with a piece of canvas, while nearby the remains of a small piece of bacon wrapped in paper and the ashes from the last campfire were the only witnesses to what had happened that night. Lang's advanced age, his state of malnutrition, and the cold weather combined to make this camping spot his final one. Keyes was instructed by county authorities to bury Lang where he had been found, with Chuck Peden standing by with shovel in hand. Bill Keyes read from a Bible over the remains of his longtime friend. 17-year-old Frank Kyler took several photographs to record forever this desert burial in March 1926. That's a sad story for him. This book that I have comprises of all kinds of pieces of history about development in the area, schooling, people who lived here and played a part in the development, as well as the Native Americans in the area. And it's just really fascinating to read from it. I know that the Joshua Tree Music Festival closed up today. I personally did not attend. Unfortunately, I'll have to make it out there one of these days, but I do know that there was a great reception for it, and I've already seen a lot of photos on Facebook and social media, and it looked like it was a great time, and there was a lot of people. I know that when I was driving out to Copper Mountain College a few times, that there was quite a bit of traffic on the highway due to the event, so I'm really glad that that went so well and that there was a good turnout, even though the weather was a little off the wall. I know I've heard different things about the weather as of recent. It's relatively cool for this time of year. And I heard that the weather hasn't been this cold at this time of year since Ringo Starr joined the Beatles. So I thought that was pretty funny. I don't know the exact year of what that is, but again, this is pretty irregular weather for this time of year. But I know some of you are probably really enjoying it. I know that by now it should be really hot in the Coachella Valley. It's definitely up in the hundreds by now, usually. I'm going to read you some events coming up in the Morongo Basin. I don't have that many at this point in time, unfortunately. I haven't heard so much what's going on in the next couple weeks. Maybe everyone's taking off for vacation. But there will be a Yucca Mesa Improvement Association potluck on May 22nd, starting at 5:45 p.m. This is located at the Yucca Mesa Community Center on Yucca Mesa, and there will be a speaker present, Michael Shamhart, who will be speaking about desert beekeeping and bee plants, so that should be really great. They recommend that you bring $5 donation, bring your own dishes if possible, and it's always a great time. There's a Lifeline health screening that will be on May 27th starting at 9 a.m., and it goes all day to 4 p.m. This will also be held at the Yucca Mesa Community Center. And here's what the description says. The Yucca Mesa Community Center is pleased to offer a preventative health event. Lifeline Screening is a leading provider of community-based preventative health screenings. It will host their affordable, non-invasive, and painless health screenings. On the 27th, 5 screenings will be offered that scan potential health problems related to blocked arteries, which is a leading cause of stroke, abdominal aortic aneurysms, which can lead to a ruptured aorta, hardening of the arteries in the legs, as well as other screenings. There is a fee for this. Let me see if I can access it really quickly so I can let you know how much the fee is. You can register for a wellness package, which includes four vascular tests and osteoporosis screening from $149, $139 with the membership discount offered by the Yucca Mesa Improvement Association. All five screenings take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package priced above, you can call 1-888-653-6441 or visit lifescreening.com. Visual to your number of residents in that area, I'm sure. Contact in the Desert will be taking place May 29th through the 31st at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center in Joshua Tree. I know this is a big event coming up in the area. And finally, I'll just close off by saying the Yucca Mesa Improvement Association will be hosting a mini outdoor swap meet and bake sale on May 30th, starting at 8 a.m., going to 1 p.m. And so please attend this event. All money made is really helpful to the Yucca Mesa Improvement Association. They're a really great group. They do so much in the area, and they offer a great location to the Yucca Mesa community. And I know that the Joshua Tree or Transition Joshua Tree hosts a number of their events there as well. So please make it out if you can. And on top of that, finally, I will say that there will be an event at the Joshua Tree Chamber of Commerce on May 29th. This will be an event for members, for current Joshua Tree Chamber members, as well as for potential members. And this is a showcase of different businesses in the area. And I don't have the exact times on hand. It will be on my website, but this will also be a really great way to learn about local services in the area. I know that we have a lot of businesses on the main drag here in Joshua Tree, but there are a lot of services of people working out of their homes, people who have their own businesses out in the middle of nowhere. And so it is great to take interest in the chamber because you get to learn about these services. They kind of come out of the woodwork a little bit when you start to investigate the chamber. Otherwise, it's hard to tell that these businesses and services even exist here. That's all I have for the events. You can learn about all of these events on my calendar. Go to laurenl@thehighdesert.com. I update the calendar there. There's links and times. If there's anything that I should add to the calendar, then please let me know. I'm always ready to hear from you, and I appreciate hearing from you as well. Moving on to more information. The Morongo Basin Conservation Association recently sent out their newsletter, and I love their newsletters. They're my favorite newsletters, so I always like to go over them pretty extensively when they come out. So this newsletter was received May 13, 2015. And I'll just brief over it for you. The fifth annual Morongo Basin Conservation Desertwise Landscape Tour was a great success. I unfortunately didn't make it to this. I hope that a number of you made it to this landscape tour. Sounds like a lot of fun. And so here's what they have to say. Thanks to the tour committee who scouted the over 20 sites on the tour and organized the infinite details that made it go so smoothly. Special thanks to the 29 site docents and 19 hosts that so graciously welcomed us upon arrival at each site, holding up the wind that interrupted an otherwise gorgeous spring day. Nearly 200 intrepid visitors and had the opportunity to visit some of the basin's finest examples of desert-wise living and frugal water use in our landscape. They're actually hosting an essay contest if you attended the landscape tour. You are invited to submit a written commentary that reflects your landscape tour experience. There are three great gift certificate prizes. You can win $200. If you win first place, there's $200 to Unique Nursery in Yucca Valley. Second place is $150 at Cactus Mart in Morongo Valley. Third place is $100 at Windwalkers in Joshua Tree. Please write a page or two, approximately 150 to 300 words, to describe your experience on the landscape tour and or how it inspired you. Tell us the details. Winning essays will be published on our website with your permission. Send us a Word document at events@mbconservation.org. The deadline is 6 p.m. on May 19th. They will announce the winners. If you would like to see photos from this event, then please search Morongo Basin Conservation Association and you can find photos there. So that's pretty awesome. You get to attend the event and then you get the opportunity to win some pretty cool prizes just by writing about your experience. They also are giving word about the Landers Project, which I know many of us have heard about, but here's what the MBCA has to say. Save Landers, Landers for Responsible Victory. Landers residents mobilized at Save Landers to challenge the Bowman Solar Project proposed by developers S-Power. They have won their appeal. The San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors voted on May 5th to overturn the Planning Commission approval for the Bowman Solar Project. Their challenge included issues around appropriate siting and adequate notification, deterioration of the economy, misrepresentation of community support by S-Power, and lack of compliance with the county's general plan's renewable energy element. This is a great and significant victory for Landers and their entire the entire basin's efforts to locate commercial renewable projects appropriately, not in rural residential zones. Save Landers' leadership was intelligently directed in their opposition. Residents packed the San Bernardino Supervisors' Chambers as well as the Joshua Tree County Telecommunications Facility. They spoke substantively and with passion. This effort was a model in grassroots activism and the power of communities to fight back. The Landers Association has requested us to send letters of thanks to the three supervisors who voted in favor of the appeal. Note the 4th District Supervisor Hagman joined the two desert supervisors in approving the appeal. And there is information of how to get in contact with the supervisors, such as their emails and addresses as well. This information is on my website. If you go to Lauren L. of the High Desert and click on the link updates, I did put some detail on there about the Landers Project, and the specific contact information is provided. Moving on to more information. Save the date. The BLM Draft Environmental Impact Statement, WEMO, which stands for Western Mojave Route Network Project Plan. Voice your concerns. See the Morongo Basin Conservation Association webpage with WEMO background that includes a link to the Morongo Basin Conservation Association Director Pat Flanagan's detailed and extensively illustrated analysis of plan alternatives and their likely problematic consequences. So this is a pretty big project that a lot of people are beginning to talk about now since the word's been getting out, but there is a pretty, I would say, bizarre plan proposed by the BLM to make their lands more accessible to the public, which is ultimately assuming that there's going to be increased traffic on county lands as well as private lands, and so this could be a devastating impact in the area. Continuing on, stay tuned also for an update. WEMO briefing position paper in coming days will alert you in an e-blast when it has been posted on the Morongo Basin Conservation Association website. We recommend that you review the analysis and present your own comments by writing or emailing the BLM. Comments are due by June 4th, 2015, and I do have the contact information, which I will post on the website so that you can have easy access to it. Here's the next headline, California Desert Conservation and Recreation Act, voice your support. As reported in previous e-blast, Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced the California Desert Conservation and Recreation Act bill to Congress, proposing the long-anticipated creation of the Mojave Trails National Monument, as well as Sand to Snow National Monument, and finally providing additional protections to the threatened areas in California desert, including the ACEC status for Black Lava and Flat Top Butte in Pipes Canyon. This bill is to receive bipartisan support in Congress. It is critical to let Congressman Cook know that you support his full support for the for this particular act in its entirety. The MBCA joint Save Our Desert in urging you to send personal letter to Paul Cook's office. His address is 14955 Dale Evans Parkway, Apple Valley, California, 92307-9804. The Save Our Deserts Talking Point for consideration in composing a letter to Congressman Cook is in support of the act will be posted on the Morongo Basin Conservation Association website in coming days. So be aware of that. I covered that previously in my broadcast. I actually read the information directly from a website about the Mojave Trails National Monument, the Santa Snow National Monument, as well as the other areas that are being looked at. And I don't have specific details on these locations in terms of where they're located at this point in time, but they are some pretty substantial areas and beautiful locations. So again, if you can support this and send your words, supporting words, to Paul Cook, then that would be really great. Okay, and here we go to more detail coming from the No Dollar General Facebook page. There was an interesting discussion that came up. This comes up a lot, actually, and I'm trying to research it more or gain a better understanding of it, which is how to have a more influential group in Joshua Tree, because the Dollar General issue is obviously devastating to the community. A lot of money has had to be raised to hire a lawyer to deal with the County Board of Supervisors and Dynamic Development for the construction of Dollar General. So questions have been brought up. Why don't we have a more substantial group or a solid group in the area to make decisions for what kind of development goes on here? And so someone brought it up, and I decided to just kind of brief over the conversation that went on. Again, this is taking place in the No Dollar General. So someone asked, or someone said, the community needs to set up their own community standards district and town council. Then we will have more say in what happens. This happened through many places in other counties, for example, Altadena, California. So the big topic here is that Joshua Tree is not an incorporated city. It is a part of the county of San Bernardino. So there's a municipal advisory committee here, the MAC meetings, which is really where residents in the area come together to come have resolutions about certain issues in the area, like hot issues such as the Dollar General development or the Bowman Solar Project. And there's not so much control with a MAC group because Joshua Tree is not an incorporated city. There's no town council here or community here, or city council here. Okay, so this is a response that came in from another member from the group who is actually fairly knowledgeable about this type of infrastructure. So he said, this is all taking place today, May 17th, on Facebook. The specific plan for downtown Joshua Tree, the proposed Dollar General site, is in the east extremity of that specific plan, would cost approximately $500,000 according to the county, and they won't spend that amount because they don't have the money. According to LAFCO, that's an acronym, which forms agencies in the San Bernardino County, Joshua Tree would need far more sales tax to maintain the overhead required for cities in California. The county is updating the Joshua Tree Community Plan in their required general plan update. Approximate cost is $100,000, but we've seen what respect county planning has had for our current community plan, read as none, that was adopted in 2007. When dealing with this distant, uncaring county planning department, you have to lawyer up. That's the only time they will actually deal with you. More than 4 years ago, the County Board of Supervisors decided to simplify things and have a former city manager become the CEO for the county and make every effort to centralize power 80 miles away. He's trying to micromanage the largest county in the lower 48 like a city. The recent Bowman Solar Project battle was probably upsetting to the CEO because it went against his idea of any kind of development for those redneck desert dwellers. The county planning department has been proven to give little respect to the locals because their orders and agenda come from the CEO. He continues on, you have to be incorporated to have a town council. If it's an incorporated county area, it's called a municipal advisory council. Landers knows the Morongo Basin Conservation Association did in that effort against the Bowman Solar Project. The loose organization of Joshua Tree Village and its resources and its residents is envied throughout the county of San Bernardino by other unincorporated areas, including Landers. How many convenience stores do you know got an EIR, which stands for Environmental Impact Report? Which I'm not sure about that in terms of the Landers project, if they had to do an EIR. I'm assuming, according to this comment, that the Landers project didn't perform an EIR, which is pretty interesting that the project in Joshua Tree has gotten to the extent that this research project is having to be done. And he continues on. When 3rd District Supervisor Ramos got elected, he decided to continue establishment of the Joshua Tree Municipal Advisory Committee, but instead have a more regional Morongo Basin Municipal Advisory Council. That council has council members from Wonder Valley, 25 miles east of Joshua Tree, to Landers, 15 miles north of downtown Joshua Tree, and Morongo Valley, about 12 miles west of downtown Joshua Tree. And yes, Supervisor Ramos listens to his Morongo Basin MAC. The four other supervisors we do hope do also. The appeal to the supervisors on the Dollar General issue was in the summer of 2013. There's two big differences to the Board of Supervisors since then. 4th District Supervisor Ovitt has been replaced. He was one of the ones with corruption swirling all about him. His chief of staff was indicted on the colonies scandal. And Supervisor Ramos is now the chairman of the board for the next year and a half. The original person who made the comment about making a town council said, "This being said is all true, and there is a MAC, but the citizens of Joshua Tree can also ask for their own specific town council. Due to the fact that Joshua Tree brings in millions of dollars through Tourism County, I think he would be more than willing to allow you to have your own town council, make the citizens feel that they have more control and more input into the things that are happening. It's just my thought for your community." And the other responder said, "Joshua Tree does have much influence with the current